So we find here that the Lord said unto Moses, verse 14, Behold, thy days approach, that thou must die. Call Joshua, and present yourselves in the tabernacle of the congregation, that I may give him a charge. And Moses and Joshua went, presented themselves in the tabernacle of the congregation, and the Lord appeared in the tabernacle in a pillar of a cloud. The pillar of the cloud stood over the door of the tabernacle. The Lord said unto Moses, Behold, thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, and thy people will rise up and go a-whoring after the gods of the strangers of the land, whither they go to be among them, and will forsake me and break my covenant, which I have made with them. Then my anger shall be kindled against them in that day, and I'll forsake them. I'll hide my face from them, and they shall be devoured, and many evils and troubles shall befall them, so that they will say in that day, Are not these evils come upon us because our God is not among us? Now, I know that there are people say today, Oh, my, we're different. We'll not turn away from God. My friend, I've been a pastor for a long time, and an old retired preacher, you know, is always referring back to the past. Did you know that the Lord Jesus said the same thing about the church? He says, When the Son of Man cometh, will he find the faith on the earth? That is, the body of doctrine that he left. May I say, the answer to that is no, he won't. And that's predicted in the New Testament, an apostasy of the church, just like there was of Israel. And you and I are living in it today. And I've seen in my day that which curdles my blood. I've seen church after church that at one time was conservative, would hear nothing but the Word of God, and finally went over really into liberalism, took the emphasis off of the Word of God, and before long had plunged and departed from the faith. And there was a time when I believed those churches could never be moved. Well, I suppose I've become a little cynical today, and I have seen man after man who at one time proposed and professed to be sound in the faith turn away from the things of God. Now, don't say that you can't do it or that I can't do it. That's the reason I said at the beginning, I pray these days more than anything else, Oh, Lord, keep me close to Thee. Keep me close to Thee in these days. Verse 19, Now therefore write ye this song for you, and teach it the children of Israel. Put it in their mouths, that this song may be a witness for me against the children of Israel. Now, music is a very important factor. Someone years ago said, Let me write the music of a nation, and I do not care who writes the laws. And today we are being greatly influenced by music. Any people will. And right now, the music that is getting into our churches is a disgrace, according to this poor preacher. Somebody needs to speak out against it. Many pastors, I think, are afraid to, because they'll just be going against the grain. But my friend, this new music today is not saying anything. This new music only has a beat, that's all. And it's not drawing people closer to the Lord Jesus, and all this pious nonsense about this is the way we're going to serve God today, or this is the only way we'll be able to reach this generation. May I say to you, you'll reach the generation, all right, with popular music, but you'll never reach them with the gospel of Jesus Christ. It doesn't work that way.